Hey, Mama, this your man Beast Boy, and you's listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back here on the Bob Culture Podcast. Yeah, round of applause, please. It's an honor to be with a childhood hero. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, you know him as Winston Zeddemore from Ghostbusters. He's been in many memorable roles, Sci-Fi Magazine Universe Best Supporting Actor for Congo. So many accolades, guys. It's an honor. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mr. Ernie Hudson. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate your time. So real quick, I mean, we've met you at cons over time. You've always been great to my friends and I. What is it like for you doing these cons? You know, sometimes you're wearing the jumpsuit, which going the extra mile, it's just great. What's it like for you interacting with these fans today?
Yeah, no, I love this is an opportunity that sort of created. This is a place to meet people and hear their stories, take photos, meet their kids. You can't do this just in everyday life on the street. So it's a safe place. It's good, and I always enjoy it.
All right. By the way, you are in fantastic shape. Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm not working out or anything.
It's natural looks.
There
you go. Okay. Since we're at a horror convention, what are some of your favorite horror movies?
I don't really watch a lot of horror movies.
Me neither.
Okay.
Honestly, if I...
he's a Ghostbuster.
You know, yeah, he's a Ghostbuster.
Yeah, I'd rather bust them than...
then watch them.
You know, so
great. That's the best answer ever. And real quick, you know, doing my homework for the interview, you look at your IMDb page. Constant movies, constant roles, a lot of titles. FBI director, commander, warden, even doctor. Do you prefer these more serious... roles, or do you perform more of the comedic roles?
No, I just prefer to work. I mean, I'm an actor. I like when things change up a bit. I think I'd have a hard time doing the same thing all the time. But you know, it's like Congo, the leader of a safari, or or the Hand Rocks of Cradle. He's a mentally disabled guy, or I like change.
Yeah,
you know,
I got
doing
you.
Something that. Doing a show about Grace and Frankie, where the guy's a potato farmer. So, you know, it's that's the fun of what I do.
That's great. And lastly, I know you're very busy. Thank you so much for a few minutes. Any advice you could add to anyone who's trying to act or get into the business or anything like that?
Yeah, you know, I think we all have an inner guide. You know, some people call it the Holy Spirit. Some people just call it presence.
Absolutely.
I think it's there to guide you, and I think people should trust that. You know, you know deep inside what you need to do. Most people are really afraid to step out and do that.
Mm.
They'll try to figure all ways around it. There's another voice inside of you that's fear. And screaming at you all the time. And most people pay more attention to that. But if you just quiet your mind, if people don't meditate or pray or whatever, but just do what in your heart you know you need to do, and it will guide you perfectly. But I said, most people get a little bit afraid, worry about what other people are going to think or say, or what if this happens or what if that happens. The universe won't let you know.
Wow, really well said.
Yeah, well
Mr. Hudson, thank you so much for a few minutes. Absolute honor. Thank you.
Great talking to you guys. Take care.